In the war in Ukraine, two huge historical conflicts overlapped, which is pretty scary. And here, being in Berlin, in East Germany, I see a lot of people who are focused on one side of it, not knowing more about the deeper historical conflict between Ukraine, Ukrainian sovereignty, and Russian chauvinism, Russian oppression, which goes centuries back. At least from the middle of 17th century, when Russia, the Moscow Kingdom, overtook the initiative in the war for independence by Ukrainian Cossacks against Rezhpospolita. They abused, they used the situation then, and since then, Ukraine was under oppression of Russia. And the second conflict, which it coincides with, is of course, which is much felt here in Berlin, in East Germany, is Cold War. So older people here, they still think that everything what is East is Soviet Union, and they were worried about the huge war. So now this huge war is actually happening. Unfortunately, Putin is the revival of Soviet Union. He said about this in his interview in 2008, and he did a lot to copy the Soviet Union in its production style, in its propaganda style, in its social societal dialogue, societal agreement. So unfortunately, the Western countries, it slipped away from the attention that this was coming to be. Basically, Kremlin is still in the history of Ukraine. There is very huge misinformation and manipulation operation by Kremlin, by their propagandists, about that Moscow is the center of Russian culture. If we know that Russia as the ethnicity, yes, as the cultural phenomenon, it's much deeper than the Russian Federation and Russian state, because Russians, they are much, much older than the Moscow Kingdom population. Yes, and Russians were those people who were living in the vaster territories of the Kievan Rus. That's why there is the name Russian that derives from the Kievan Rus. Kievan Rus, with the center in Kiev, it started in the 9th century, while Moscow has not yet existed. And the Kiev itself was founded in the 6th century, 7 centuries before Moscow was founded. So this is all omitted from the official information spread by Russia, and it posed as if Moscow is the center and always been. This is a very the biggest possibly stealing of the national root identity in the history of mankind, and it is supported by the huge propaganda Gazprom money. Yes, and it was broadcasted for a very long period inside Russia and outside to support this domination position of Russia. To brainwash people that they are the ones who can do whatever they wish with their dominions on their and here on the territory. Historically, if we go deep into the older times, so Ottoman Empire, then Mongol Tartars, Greeks, they were all present here in the territory. It was always multicultural territory. Yes, and there are Russians, there are Ukrainians, a lot of them, and this is always omitted by Russian state. And now this ethnic population, Mongol Tartars, for example, they are much suppressed by the government, and they are persecuted there for their different thinking.